And good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, February 21st. I'm your host, Josh Engel. So glad to be back after a short tenure with COVID, which was no fun, but I'm very, very glad to be back today with, you've heard of Our Lady of Perpetual Hope. Well, today we have Our Lady of Ward 1, Jacqueline Elaine Bridges, council member for Ward 1. We have so much to talk about. Today is a very, very, very special day. It's not just February 21st, but it is also Jacqueline's birthday. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happiest of birthdays to you.
Well, thank you. I feel amazing this morning. It is my birthday.
It sure is. And in honor of your birthday, we are live streaming on the WLBB Facebook page. So if you'd like to hop in, have any questions or comments on the topics that are discussed today, feel free to hop those in. Or maybe you just want to jump in and wish the amazing Mrs. Bridges, Miss Bridges, the best, happiest of birthdays. So
that would be appreciative.
Absolutely. So feel free to hop on the Facebook and throw some fun, kind words in there. We're so glad to have you on the program today. So if we could, we'll bypass singing happy birthday. We'll save that for after the show. But if you could, since it is your birthday, if we could, let's talk a bit about what this past year has meant to you and what you're looking forward to in the next year. Because we got so much to talk about, but I'd like to know just for a second, you're always focusing on other people. So let's take that light and shine it on yourself a little bit. What are some things you've learned in the past year, some things that have been special to you, and maybe some things you're looking forward to in the coming months?
Well, what I've learned in the past year even more is to continue to love people. Continue to put people before yourself. And when I put people before myself, I'll never be last. And to continue to look out for your community as a whole, always looking for new ideas and new adventures to inspire my community. That's what I love to do. And when I do that, it just makes me feel good because it's never about me. It's always about other people.
When you serve others?
When I serve others, that makes me feel great.
That's when you feel great. That's amazing. Well, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while, I think, since we just talked a bit about your story. Let's talk a bit about how your life has brought you to this point and a bit about, you know, just reflect on that. You know, it's your birthday today. Let's just reflect a bit on a bit about your life and what made you want to be a part of the city council to begin with.
Well, you know, what birthed me, the life when I was homeless. And I said, you know, if I could do something in the community to give back, if God brought me out of the homeless situation, I serve to the rest of my life. And that's exactly what I'm doing because I made a promise to God. It's not so much about the people. It's about my promise to God if he brought me out of homelessness. And clearly we can see as I walk day to day from homeless to success, from living in poverty or homelessness or on the street to being the city councilwoman to engaging other people that walk the same life that I did. You know, being homeless made me successful, and don't let your adversities be your downfall. Let them be your stepping stones to success. So when the community seeks success in their community, I want to make sure that they know that they're not alone. I went through it too. So just talk to me and have a conversation with Councilwoman Bridges, and maybe we can walk our way through it.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just watching on a TV a while back. It was the actor Chris Pratt. He's very, you know, very famous. He's in all these big Disney movies and whatnot. And, you know, for so long, so many years, the man was, he lived in his van. He was homeless in Hawaii. And I always love when he brings that up because he's like, you know, you have to understand that how much good can happen in a short amount of time.
Right.
And the good that can be parlayed into other people.
And other people.
Through that experience.
And that's the key, parlayed through other people. The experience, the walking one day, one step, 1 minute at a time to get where you got to go. Because we don't want to go through hardship, but hardship is what builds us. Like for an example, the first time I ran for office, they tried to destroy me, my character, who I was. But I know who Jacqueline Bridges is. Mm-hmm. And that then stopped me, but it hurt me. That was the first layer of getting me ready. So the second time I ran, I'm like, wow, they still trying to destroy me? That gave me the ammunition to get ready to rock. And then the third time I ran, I'm ready to choose soar. Mm-hmm. So now I'm ready to soar in my community college. When you get those layers on you, it builds you. It don't break you. It builds you to be the strong woman that you need to be. At first, exactly what I need to be, the strong woman I need to be in my community. So God don't build weak people. He builds strong people. And he ordained them for the task at hand. And that would be me. Because I've been through it. I've been there, done that. And now I'm ready to soar in my community. Even though it's not about me, an eagle is strong. So I got this scripture that I use all the time, Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up as wing as eagle, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. When you feel a little weak, God is your strength. So all that time when people were slandering me and putting their foot on me, it built me to be the councilwoman I am today, and I'm ready to rock.
People are uncomfortable when they see others doing what they can't do or what they know they're not good enough, as in good as in the heart. Like they know that they're not going to do that.
Right.
So they don't want to see other people do that too, serving others. Some folks.
Right.
And I like that you use that analogy. There's power in that analogy.
It's power.
Of the eagle, because you think like, you know, what gets that eagle up so high? It's not just that it took the time and had the courage to spread its own wings, but it's the wind that pushes it up.
And the strength for him to stay up.
Exactly.
It's the strength to keep you up. And so people look at me like, you know, sometimes people look at me funny, but I smile now because I got to be the light that God set on the hill. But when they see the light is Jesus Christ, it ain't me. Because I be looking at like everywhere I go, it's like people look at me funny. I'm like, what I do now?
First of all, I'm the birthday girl.
Exactly. I mean, you know, all my life, every situation I've been in been so very hard. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand it until now.
But the strongest steel is often the most tempered.
Right.
Like those swords that are folded over and beaten and beaten and beaten. It's like, you know, that's how you get some very strong, strong steel.
Yes. And that's why I love to lead this community, because even though people don't tell me, I know I'm their strength. God whispered in my ears, it's okay. You are the stronger one. So you treat people like you would have them treat you, no matter what they do to you. You let the love of God shine through you. It's okay. It's okay. And now I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready.
She's soaring. The birthday girl, Jacqueline Elaine Bridges, council member for Ward 1. Time is 8:37. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break because we got a lot to talk about. Most importantly, highlights from Ms. Bridges' time in Ward 1. And there's nothing more needed in times like these than positive news. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Today is February 21st. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and our guest today is Jacqueline Elaine Bridges, council member for Ward 1. If you are listening, don't forget we are live streaming on our WOBB Facebook page. So if you'd like a visual component, feel free to hop in there and an interactive component as well. You got any questions or comments or maybe just birthday wishes for the birthday girl council member Ward from council member Ward 1, Jacqueline Elaine Bridges. Feel free to throw those in the comments section. If you're watching on Facebook, I can also show this to you. We are most powerful when we are one. These are a part of a packet of materials that a council member Jacqueline Bridges is going to be putting out in the community. It's a very powerful message. Why did you choose that message?
I chose that message because when we're in unity, we're unstoppable. When we're in unity, we can do more things. When we're in unity, we can grab each other like Martin King said, arm to arm, hand to hand, walking together. We can't walk together if we're not mentally together. Sometimes people say they're together with people, but mentally they're not there. But I need you mentally there. Using new ideas together uniquely set the foundation for a diverse community. And to me, that's powerful. And so when I came up with, we're most powerful in one, we can't do it no other way. We cannot do it no other way. Being in unity is the key to success.
And speaking of success and all moving in the same direction, that is how things are accomplished.
That's right.
And I'm so excited we can sit here and actually talk over some real accomplishments that have things that a legacy that you can leave behind already that you've been able to accomplish in your time as council member for Ward 1. Mm-hmm. And I think we should jump into those.
Let's jump on in.
Let's jump into those. Take us through some of them. I mean, I know that... I think a great place to start would be the adoption of Carrollton's first tax allocation district.
Yes.
Can we speak a bit about that?
Yes, it expands across the entire community. But Ward 1 specifically was one of them. Where we put our tax dollars at, it goes back in the community. What better way to have a tag and the first tag and to expound and expand on Ward 1? So that's amazing. And then you got the selling pond. How many communities got 30 days worth of water reservation? Oh, wow, that's amazing. And you think about the Optimist Park. I have renovated the whole park. But the most important thing, I'm getting a pavilion in the park. Never have been a pavilion in the park. And it'll be there forever. It'll be where the kids can have birthday parties right in their own neighborhood. They got brand new swing sets. And even I go up there and swing myself. And when every day I ride by it, I'm like, that is amazing. And then the basketball court, it's amazing. Kids are over there all the time. People walking around the track, the walking trail at Optimist Park. It is beautiful over there. The flowers being planted, the things that are coming is amazing. And those are the things I have been able to get done the first time around in my campaign and in my legacy of being a city councilwoman. I ain't gonna say campaign, city councilwoman, because that's the stuff I want to do because I saw a need. It should be pavilions in every park near your home so the kids can enjoy it right there in their neighborhood. And they ain't got to go all the way across town just to have a birthday party. They can have it right there in their own neighborhood. And that's what's exciting to me. Putting back in your community the need where you know it is one. The walking trail. You can get on the walking trail while your kids at a birthday party or while they playing at the park to get your exercise in. Because one thing I realized, having a nonprofit reconnecting back with the community, is I developed my HELP program. Okay, Councilwoman Bridges, what is a HELP program? We always got to be concerned about our health. It's number one. If you're not healthy, you can't think. Number two, education is the key to success. Knowledge is powerful. Learning leaders in the community to lead as you lead it so you can walk together and reflecting back on we are most powerful when we want. And then being productive. What other way to do in a community than be productive? And that's my HELP program in my nonprofit organization, which is health, education, leaders, productive. We got to be productive in our community. If you're listening, we got to be doing things together to build up our community for the future of these babies. These babies are our generation. Most of them lack education because their parents are not healthy enough to understand that they got to be healthy in order to educate and lead and be productive in their families. And it starts in the homes.
That's a major theme, I think, of today's show is leading by example.
Leading by example.
Whether you're a parent, whether you're an elected official, I mean, whether you're just a person among
business.
Yep.
When you have a business, you're a leader too. Because when people come in your business, it's a reflection of you. And me, when they come to Elaine's Styles and More and Elaine's Beauty Supply, not only their hair look good, their makeup look good, but mentally they have had a contact with a powerful woman that inspired them when they leave out the door.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier about water. And, well, we're talking about being healthy, the importance of water. Could you speak a bit to the settling pond? I mean, you mentioned a bit about it, but I mean, that is, that's, there's so much to that, really.
You know, like in the summertime, like say for an example, when you have a drought, and we have to cut back on the water, or if we need to have that reserve water for our community, we got to think about this. What if we have a day without service? No policing, no leaders in the community, no fire department, no utility workers, no power, no Georgia Power, no trash pickup. That would be devastating. But at City of Character, we got it all planned out. What if we have a devastation? All we got to do is just pick up the phone.
You got 30 days worth of additional storage for water right there.
You got 30 days of additional storage of water. And that's what the city's all about. And that's some of the things that the community don't know. What we talk about is what we got going on in our city. It's so many different cities are divided right now. But that's not going to happen in the City of Character, not up under my leadership, because we're most powerful when we want. When you're working together as a strong leader component from the top all the way down, that's when the power comes in. We can't do anything scattered. One over here, one over there. And what goes on in the house, stay in the house. Everything ain't meant to be told to the community. But when we come out together, we can say, look, this is what we're doing together. We have to work together. And going back to some of the highlights, Legend Park.
Expansion. That's awesome.
Amazing. We were having water problems over there. I'm like, oh, we got to do something. So we got that done, and it looks beautiful. And that is where my event is going to be this year, Legend West Park. And we're going to have a community fest where we can just get all the community together, let people see what's going on in the community. And the ones that's listening, I'm going to need sponsors, because there again, we're most powerful when we are one. And then just like the parks at 4th Street, they got the names on them. I'm going to just repeat the names, Maddie Wilson, Baba Green, and Miss Quentin Velez on the left side of the park, and Miss Linnea Holland and Perry Holland is on the right side of the park. And boy, don't you know, we got the sculpture. And the sculpture's got the eagle that represent unity, the eagle that represent power, the eagle that represent what we are in our community. And even we got the slogan on the bottom of it, we are most powerful when we want. When you ride by the edge, when I ride by that, give me chills.
Yeah.
To know that this is what we're going to be doing throughout our community, putting sculptures up to exemplify what we stand for in the City of Character, and that strength. And then you think about the dedication of Miss Jenny Mae Dyer. I wanted her to be there so bad when we renamed Acock Street after Miss Jenny Mae Dyer, but it was my goal and my intention to make sure it didn't go unnoticed. And we did a dedication at the 4th Street Park for her, and it will always be remembered. She will always be a foundation layer, a part of this community that I'll never forget, because that's what we need, strong foundation layers in the community. That's a reflection of who I'm becoming. And like other teachers and clients that's motivated me in the community, Miss Maddie Wilson, Miss Winona Crowder, Miss Lurleen Holland, and for the ones that's listening, rest in peace, Miss Lurleen Holland, because she just passed away, but she was one of my mentors, always motivated me to drive and to do what I need to do in the community. And they was like, well, we back you, we behind you. Miss Crowder, Miss Winona Crowder, she's still in my life to this day, you know, building me and pushing me. Miss Maddie Wilson. Those strong women are foundation layers in our community.
Leading by example.
Leading by example. And they produced in me what to continue on the legacy in Ward 1 and throughout the City of Character.
And see that, when we were talking earlier, I think I a bit interrupted you, and you're talking about that Legends West, you know, and that fest you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much easier that's going to be because of that expansion of the parking lot.
Right.
Expanding that parking lot to be able to have these mentors of yours,
mm-hmm.
The ones who are still with us, to be able to come together at this fest,
yeah.
and see some of these accomplishments and celebrate the working as one together.
And people that haven't been to Legends West Park can come and see. And you know, another good thing that I see in Ward 1, a lot of people are coming on the walking trail. A lot of kids are out there playing, because people want to be safe. They want to be able to have fun, and they want to live in an environment where it can keep building this community up. And I want to create that environment in every aspect of the city of Carrollton. Because I tell people, all wars are my wars. People call me from everywhere. Whitesburg, Villa Rica. I had a lady, you know what? I just thought about that. I had a lady call me from McDonald, Georgia. She reached out to me on Facebook. I said, wait a minute. I'm not city councilwoman from Atlanta now. I'm in Carrollton. She said, it's okay. But I still want to have a conversation. Can you see how powerful I impact the world? Because the Lord told me, not only am I going to impact the city of Carrollton, that's just my platform. I'm going to empower the world, and that's my goal.
Time is 8:50. We're going to go and take our second commercial break. And when we come back, we'll carry on our conversation with council member for Ward 1, Jacqueline Elaine Bridges. And we'll continue that conversation with some exciting news about the Midtown Water Park over there in Ward 1 and so much more. Yes. So definitely stay with us. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Back to Community Voice. Today's February 21st, more importantly known as Council Member Jacqueline Bridges' birthday. We're so glad to have you on the show today. We are live streaming also on our WLBB Facebook page. If you got any last minute questions or comments for our guests, questions or whether you just want to throw in some birthday wishes, hop on in there. Oh, we got a little birthday graphics coming up. My boy Joel, what's up? That's awesome. That's the magic of the live stream. We love being able to have that. Thank you, Joel. That was awesome. Ms. Bridges, let's continue this conversation because, and folks need to either check out the live stream or the full podcast of this episode so that they can hear this very impressive list of things that have been accomplished under Ms. Bridges' leadership in Ward 1.
That's right.
These next few are some big ones. Let's talk about Midtown Water Park's expansion.
Oh my God, it is the biggest expansion in decades in Ward 1. When I say decades, it's gonna be amazing. And I don't want to say too much, but what I want to really express, it's a decade to spend about $3 million. In Ward 1. That's the most ever. In decades.
In decades.
In decades. Crazy. In decades. But not only that, the Green Belt Trailhead that sits at 4th Street. It is beautiful and it's a good walk. It goes around back into the community and it comes back up through Legends West Park, or either you can go whichever way you want to. It comes up through the projects. And every time I walk through, I just be waving at everybody. And they're like, hey, Miss Bridges. Hey, Miss Bridges. And that's where I used to live, in the project, 612A River Drive. And I told a young lady, I said, you know, I used to live right down there. She said, no. I said, yes. I lived in the project from being a homeowner. How about that? She just started breaking down in tears. And I'm like, it's okay. You can do it, too. She said, can I give you a hug? I said, oh, yeah, I like hugs. And so that's how you build up your community and go back out where you came from so you can touch the lives of others. There again, Jacqueline Bridges putting other people before herself. And then you think about a decade of putting $3 million in the Midtown Water Park. It's going to be amazing. And guess what? Everybody can enjoy the amenities of that water park. They can also have birthday parties up there in the summertime, and people all around going to be looking at the city of Carrollton and how we progressing. But Ward 1 has really, really turned around under my leadership. And look at Alabama Street. It is just amazing how that street just, it was all roughed up. And now you can just ride down the street at ease because we paved the road and redid the streets. And that is amazing, too. And what's coming, the end of Alabama and Columbia is going to be a roundabout. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Because if you see them down there working, it's going to be a roundabout. Because everybody be asking me, Bridget, what they going to be? A roundabout.
Progress comes from investment.
And progress comes from performing, and performing comes with prevail. You prepare, perform, and you'll prevail. You always got to prepare for the plans. If you don't, it ain't going to be right. And so anything that I do, I prepare for it, I perform it, and then it prevail. And that's my take on that. And, you know, and I always talk about leadership. Leadership for me is to love equal always, determine effective return. Servicing, helping, inspire people. And that's my leadership. And I'm going to continue to serve with love and build this community up in a way that it will never be torn back down again.
We're talking with Councilmember Ward 1, Jacqueline Bridges. The being able to pave Alabama Street, that's massive. I mean, that's massive. What a great result.
Yes.
But, I mean, you also are working on safety improvements.
Yes, the safety improvement. People is running around flying everywhere. We put more speed signs on Mother King. They threw out the whole community. But one thing I love about it, ain't no ward being left out from being productive, building up, you know, infrastructure or whatever it may be. It is amazing. And everything just coming together. See, when you got puzzles, hey, when you was a little kid, when you put puzzles together, there's not one puzzle that can fit out of place. They fit knit it together. And that's what makes us powerful when we are one in the city of Carrollton.
The power of one. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that you can pick up a puzzle sometimes when all the pieces are interlocked. Mm-hmm. It's because they're all working in harmony.
They perfect.
And it's going to hold it all together.
It's going to hold it all together because one piece of puzzle cannot be out of place, dude. It won't be right. But every puzzle that I've put together in this community since being elected have been powerful because all of them is knitted together. And that's what makes us more powerful when we are one.
Leading by example, whether it's giving someone a hug in the area you used to live or investing $3 million in the local community to make it better, safer, more exciting
and
for kids.
And vibrant for everybody.
Folks want to come out here and move here and live here because there's pavilions, there's swings, there's bigger parking lots. It's immediate change that you can touch and see. Now, we only have probably about a minute and a half, maybe close to 2 minutes left. If you could, please, in the meantime, before folks start getting some of these packages, some of this information in the mail, and, of course, their own sticker that they can put on their vehicle and inspire others that are riding around. Where can folks learn more about you? How can folks support you? Please let our listeners know how they can help participate in this power of one.
And the most powerful one, how the community can help me, they can always talk to me anywhere, everywhere. My number is 678-850-6178. That's my city council phone. It's always available and it's always open. And my beauty salon is right here on Noonan Road, 562D Noonan Road in the city of Carrollton. You can find me there. And you can also partner with me and help me by being sponsors to the things that I'm doing in the community. Because it's not for me, it's for the community. So you'll be getting more information about that as soon as we get it together. And it's going to be the Community Fest at Legend West Park this year. It's going to be June the 15th. Mark your calendars for June the 15th. And we ready. Let's go, community. We ready.
If there's one thing you can say about Our Lady of Ward 1, is that when she's helping other people, she's helping herself, and she feels good and making actual changes. Ms. Bridges, thank you so much. Again,
yes,
happy birthday. Thank you for
taking
the time to come on the program and for all the positive influence and change you're having on our local community. And thank you all for participating in this and doing your part, and I hope you enjoy the program, and we'll see you next time.